It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, as always, Joey Burgoyne. In our great, tiny little state of Connecticut, we have the mountains, we have the valleys, we have the oceans, and all the things in between. And summer is off to a kickoff. So joining me today is Rachel Lenda. She's the director of the Connecticut Office of Tourism. Rachel, tiny state, lots of things going on in it.
Small but mighty. Good morning, Joe. It is wonderful to hear your voice, and thank you for all the great work that you do promoting our wonderful state of Connecticut.
Well, thank you. And I mean, it's a wonderful little place, and it tweaks me when I hear people say, oh, I have to travel 35, 40 minutes to get to that. Like, come on, people.
Well, you know, fun fact about data collecting for tourism. If you leave your house 25 miles away, wherever you end up, you're considered a tourist in Connecticut. So that's the 25-mile marker. So whether that's 35 or 40 minutes, I guess it just depends on how hard your right foot is on the lead pedal there.
And that's the thing. I mean, you could head that time down Route 9 and be pretty close to the shore, or you can head that way up Route 8 and be in the beautiful mountain ranges.
Yes, you can. You can be anywhere. And summer is a great time in Connecticut because we have so much to see and do across the state. We're really excited about some new offerings that are available to residents and visitors, because we all know what is good for the traveler is equally as good for the resident of Connecticut. And first is the Yale Peabody Museum. They've reopened and after 3 years of renovations, and that doubled their exhibition space.
Ooh.
It added new research facilities and classrooms, and it has been a wild success for their renovations. So if you haven't had a moment to get down to the Yale Peabody Museum, that is a must-see.
And that's one thing. I mean, we have a lot of history in this state, and people hear the word museum and think like hoity-toity, but not necessarily with a lot of these places.
No, not at all. No, and museums are really, I mean, gosh, anything can really be a museum when you artfully put things on display and tell a story. You know, museums are the curators of compelling storytelling. And, you know, I think in a world where, you know, not everybody wants to go to a golf course or hit the beach or, you know, go shopping, you know, and you want something that's going to fill your soul a bit with Connecticut culture, then one of our fabulous museums is certainly the way to go to do that.
And I mean, let's definitely not put a golf course by the Glass House. That's another beautiful place.
Right. That four. the Glass House, that's in New Canaan, Connecticut. New Canaan is one of the most beautiful, I mean, Connecticut is just wall-to-wall beautiful towns. New Canaan is no exception to that. And they're celebrating their 75th anniversary, the Glass House, and they're showcasing a new building. And that was recently restored for the museum. It's called the Brick House. And that was designed by Philip Johnson in 1949. So really cool piece of history from, you know, mid-century that you can check out in New Canaan.
And that's the thing. Like you said, the building styles across this tiny little state go from Victorian to colonial to modern. There's so many. And like you said, you can just travel down a road in this state. And that's one of the things I want people to do is just travel a little bit. And we had actually talked to this location last week. We were down in Old Lyme. Black Hall Outfitters. You know, people are always looking to, I want to try this. I want to try that by the shore. There's so many things to do from the mountains, whether you're near New Canaan or you're heading down to the shore.
Absolutely. So what's cool about Black Hall Outfitters is they're one of the only outfitters really that's around that area. There aren't a whole lot of outfitters in Connecticut, but Black Hall Outfitters do it right.
Yes.
So they're in Westbrook and Old Lyme, and they offer all sorts of fun with water sports, kayaks, paddle boards, canoe rentals. You know, you can get fishing gear. I've personally used Black Hall Outfitters before, and I always had an awesome customer experience just as a resident of Connecticut. So definitely check that out.
And that's one of the things. There's a lot of places, like smaller places like Black Hall. You know, they're not as big, but a lot of these places want other residents to just get out and explore Connecticut.
Yes, and there is a lot to explore in Connecticut. You know, if we're talking about Connecticut state parks, you can see for yourself why Connecticut was recently ranked as the number one state for hiking in the country by one of our publications called Why This Place. And you can, yes, go ahead.
You know, that goes to like, you have everything here. You can hike in the same state, whether it's on the beaches, the coastline, the river, or the mountains. Like, you got it all.
Everything. Door to door, you have it all for outside. And, you know, you've got beautiful beaches like Ocean Beach Park in New London, Hammonasset, Silver Sands. And Silver Sands was actually named the top state park in Connecticut, as well as Hammonasset, by Traveler and Leisure magazine. So definitely don't want to miss out on those.
And, you know, if you're looking, you know, people are, I don't want to do this. There's a few things coming up this summer that are like, okay, just suck it up, people. Let's get out and do something. There's a few things coming up this summer in our tiny little state of Connecticut.
There are. And, oh, gosh, I love a good community event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can always go to ctvisit.com to see our full event listing. And that's all of our partners and constituents around the state who feed our site to provide us all those event listings. But specifically, you know, SailFest is coming up in mid-July. And that is one of the most beautiful firework displays. They've got amusement rides, entertainment, tall ships, and over 200 vendors. And then earlier in July, you can enjoy the Hartford Bonanza. That is a free Independence Day celebration. It features Hartford-centric entertainment, art, culture, food, and of course, fireworks.
Oh, we need fireworks. As many people, you know, and I get it. My dog has kind of become a little timid to fireworks. It's a very fine line to walk, so we're not going to get into that. But
I know those poor puppies. Mine too. Shakes like a leaf.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. There's so many things going on in this state, and I mean, we're just touching the tip of the iceberg this morning with Rachel Lenda, the director of the Connecticut Office of Tourism. Like I said, there's things going on. ctvisit.org is the
ctvisit.com.
ctvisit.com. I will get it correct one of these days.
You know what? Be nice to my friend Joey, okay? He's doing a great job.
Well, thank you. And that's
you're welcome.
It's always updating. I'm finding I go there quite often to, you know, get different things for the show, whether it's the state parks. You know, there's different events going on in them. There's different events on the shore. And then all the different places, like I love Powder Ridge. I'm not a beach guy, like the sand and the salt water just really don't do it for me. But somewhere like Powder Ridge, the water park and the resort, you can kind of just go. We've talked to them in the past. There's all those hidden gems here in Connecticut.
Exactly. And, you know, the cool thing about Powder Ridge is that, yes, it's a winter destination, but it's also a summer destination, because they feature things like outdoor paintball courses. They have mountain biking, slides of slopes on those water slides. So I think I would encourage our travelers and residents to think about unexpected places where they might be popular during another time of year. Mm-hmm. But these places are busy year-round, and they have offerings year-round. And it's always great to support one of our local businesses that, you know, offers such exciting things like mountain biking and paintball courses. Although, I don't know if I would personally put myself with a paintball machine and go out in a course and willingly take on fire with paintballs.
And it's a hot, it's been hot. Mother Nature's been relentless. So if you're looking, you know, you're like me and don't do the heat, there's plenty of indoor things. And one of the greatest, again, small hidden gem, but it's world renowned, Neem, the New England Air Museum. Awesome place if you're looking for somewhere to go inside that's air conditioned.
So cool. The New England Air, and not just in temperature, but the New England Air Museum, absolutely one of the coolest places I've been to in Connecticut. It is the largest aerospace museum in the region. It has over 100 aircrafts to view and learn about. And they also just put in a Tuskegee Airmen exhibit in there. So if you are an aviation enthusiast or just like to look at the awe and grandeur of a massive C-suite plane, you definitely want to take a look. And, you know, the New England Air Museum does incredible work with restoration, and they've got different hangars along the property that they bring these, you know, relics to life and give them a new sense of purpose by putting them up for display so the world can see them.
My favorite is at the hot air balloon bat. I like to just use the word dirigible. You know, it's one of those words you can only use very few times in your life, but darn it, when I can use the word dirigible, I'm going to use it.
I think I'm going to start using it myself now.
And that's a cool place. Again, joining us this morning, Rachel Lenda, the director of the Connecticut Office of Tourism, and friend now. This is the first time we've spoken. I can say we're going to be friends. This is going to be an awesome relationship. CTVisit.com. I got it right, Rachel.
That's why you're being nice to yourself, and I'm proud of you for that. So good job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the time. And, you know, let's just get people out and about because there's great things to do right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.